All right, bringing in a couple of the seniors on the Owatonna girls soccer team. It's Lydia and Lexi Nelson. I'm going to mess it up at some point here, I'm sure. Now, okay, and I've got Lydia on my left. So, Lydia, have you guys done some things like that to trick your teachers or been a point of confusion for somebody?
We used to when we were younger. We tried just a little bit with our friends. We've never done it in school, like in classes. We've never really considered it, but we definitely could do it if we wanted to, for sure.
I'm going to say, Lexi, if you guys did it and got away with it, you probably wouldn't fess up to it, right?
No, we just keep going on with our day and pretend.
Is there a fun thing that's happened to you because of the twin thing that comes to mind? I'll ask you, Lexi.
I think I remember in the yearbook last year, they put a picture of us just for being in soccer and twins playing on the same team.
Okay.
That's all I really remember. Yeah.
And for you guys, it's just normal, so I'm sorry if bring it up as kind of a thing. So homecoming is going on. I'm sure you guys split the vote. That probably didn't help, right, to make it finalists and everything. So Lexi, what is happening with homecoming that you're excited about?
I think I'm most excited about riding in those cars and the parade and even doing the dance in the football game, even though it might be a little bit embarrassing. It'll be really fun.
Yeah, that's right. The dance goes all out. Lydia, have you guys worked on the dance or anything at this point?
No, we haven't worked on it at all yet. Two of our people on the top 12 are going to be coordinating it. Hillary Harstead, who's in soccer, she's helping with it. We might take an hour out of the school week next week to learn it because nobody really has time with all their activities going on to learn it out of school. Okay. So we're going to learn it soon, though. Yep.
Okay. In watching it in the past, Lydia, is there a lot of complication to the dance? I know you guys do it. I know the candidates do it, but I'm doing the halftime of the football game all the time. Is there a little bit of choreography that needs to be done then?
Yeah, there definitely needs to be some choreography. I think they're doing a mashup of a bunch of different songs with different dances to them. So I don't know how many people are going to know all the moves in the right order. Oh, it might be kind of a surprise.
I got to figure out a way to watch this, I think, this year. Lexi, you mentioned the cars. Do you guys know what you'll be riding in, and is that a big deal? I mean, what kind of car or anything like that?
No, I know it's a convertible for sure, but right. I don't know what kind. No.
Okay, all right. Let's see. So, Lexi, you scored a goal against Faribault, right? How many times have you scored a goal?
I've scored a goal twice. I've always played defense, so this year and last year, just during those games where we win by a lot, that was the only two times I've gotten a chance to score, so it was really exciting for me.
Sure. And what happened to score the goal against Faribault, your heated rival?
It was a free kick right outside the penalty box, and it went right over the girls and the goalie, yeah.
Okay. And I'll move over to Lydia now. You've scored in consecutive games, right?
Yeah, I've scored a little bit this season. I started off the season playing defense, but I play anywhere, and I can play anywhere. So I've been subbing into the outside wing role since two of our players got their arms broken, unfortunately.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've stepped into that role because last season I used to play outside wing.
Okay.
So I'm used to it. I play anywhere.
Okay. Now, you didn't have anything to do with breaking arms to get yourself up further
absolutely
in the order,
not
right?
No, absolutely
no.
Not.
Okay. You're innocent of that. You can blame your twin sister for that, I think.
For sure.
Right.
All her fault.
What happened on that play? Because it was an exciting game and you guys were down against Mayo. So what do you remember about that play last
week?
No.
Oh.
No, we don't have to talk about the injuries. The goal you scored that tied the game early in the second half against Mayo.
Yeah, so Hillary was supposed to receive the ball. I don't remember who passed it to her, but it hit off of her foot, and it was right. I was almost offsides, but I wasn't.
Mm.
So I just dribbled it up as far as I could take it and then shot with my left foot. So that was good. Yeah.
All right. Lexi, how would you sum up how the season's been going for the team?
I think it's going pretty well. I know it's been hard. Every overtime game, we seem to just lose it by one, or it's a really close game in overtime. Other than that, we've been scoring and working pretty well as a team, I'd say.
Okay. And Lydia, what are some keys for success as you guys hit the final few games of the season and go into the playoffs? What does the team need to do well?
I think just communication's really a big role in that. And we've lost some players, for their arms and stuff, like they won't be playing, and a concussion for one person. So we just kind of have to stay in a team role and stay positive and just make it as far as we can go, yeah.
Okay, final couple of questions. Lydia, what other things do you do at the high school besides soccer, sports, and activities?
Yeah, so I'm in National Honor Society, and we have club meetings like once a month or twice a month, it depends. I'm in Big Brothers Big Sisters, so I have a little that I meet with, and then I'm also involved in Young Life. I played lacrosse last year, but I'm not playing that anymore this year. So,
Lexi, what about yourself?
I'm mostly in the same. I can't really think of too many
other ones. All the same?
Yeah, I think so, okay. Yeah, pretty
all right.
much.
All right, and Lexi, what's your plan for after high school?
I'm either going to attend school in Minnesota, so either the U of M or UMD. Definitely go to college and then just see where it takes me. I'm undecided with my major, so. Okay.
I can only imagine what Lydia's about to say. What about you?
Yep, pretty much the exact same thing. Okay. I'm thinking either majoring in education or maybe communications. I haven't decided for sure, but.
All right, yeah. Lydia and Lexi, thanks and good luck in the games.
Thank you.